I'd like to keep this simple, he said. Fair enough.
Ask what you gotta ask. I'll answer what I gotta answer. And we can both get on with our lives.
Admirable goal.
I'm not thinking of a lifetime plan.
Wouldn't dream of suggesting it to you, she assured him. Unfortunately, this isn't single-sitting work.
Why not?
For starters, you didn't make an appointment, and we don't have enough time to cover everything in one night.
Oh.
So, I'm going to suggest that we talk a little bit tonight, then meet again on Monday.
Monday?
He had to think about it.
All right,
he begrudged the professional head shrinker.
I can do that.
Perfect. Glad we got that covered. Her voice sounded drier than she intended, but at least he smiled. He had a decent smile. It softened the hard lines of his face and put bracket lines around his eyes. She was slightly surprised to realize that when he smiled, he was one very handsome man. Maybe instead of talking about last night, we can talk about today, she said.
Today?
Today is the first day of your life after you've shot someone. Surely that's noteworthy. Have you slept?
A little.
Eaten? He had to think about it, then seemed genuinely surprised.
No, I guess I haven't. I went out to fetch coffee when I woke up this afternoon, but then I saw the Boston Herald and I never got the coffee.
Did you pick up the Herald?
Yeah.
Read the article?
Enough.
What'd you think?
Massachusetts state police officers don't target civilians, not even if they're judges' sons.
Good piece of fiction?
Yeah. Based on the three paragraphs I read, I'd agree with that.
You didn't read more? I would have thought you'd be more curious.
About what happened? I don't need some reporter's account. I had box seats.
No, about the victim. About Jimmy Gagnon. That drew him up short. She gave him credit. She'd caught him off guard, but he took the time to consider her point.
Information is a luxury tactical units don't have, he said finally. When I pulled the trigger last night, I didn't care about the man's name, his neighborhood, his father, or his history. I didn't know if he beat his dog or gave money to orphanages. All I knew was that the subject had a gun pointed at a woman's head and his finger on the trigger. I had to base my actions on his actions, so I did. Now none of the rest matters anymore, so why torture myself with it?
Elizabeth smiled again. She liked Bobby Dodge. She hadn't seen so many layers of denial and rationalization in years, but she liked Bobby Dodge. Exercise? She asked. Have you worked out today?
No. I thought about going for a run, but with my photo plastered every place.
I understand. Okay, this is your assignment for the weekend. You need to start taking care of yourself physically, so you can then tend to yourself emotionally. Is there any place you can go, maybe your father's, maybe your brother's, where you can escape and get some rest?
My girlfriend's.
And she's doing okay with this?
I don't know. We haven't exactly had time to chat about it.
Well, given what's happened, you're going to need a good support network, so if I were you, I'd talk to her about it. Elizabeth leaned forward.